Good morning. It's 6:02 a.m. on Friday, the 29th of June, 2018. Yesterday wasn't quite as hot as it was supposed to be. It got up to 101, but it didn't get all the way up to 104. It was still a hot day. Supposed to be another hot one, high 90s. Although the high tomorrow is only supposed to be 74. Okay, that's a handful. Lady across the street from me is walking. It's like lab mixes. And a little pug. That's a lot of dog. Man with poodle is up ahead of me. They're trucking right along. I'm going through Chris Fox's book, 5,000 Words an Hour. It was on sale for like $1.49. Well, all right, what the hell. There's a lot of stuff in there that I don't really get along with. Like, you're supposed to do pre-writing, a paragraph about what the scene is that you're going to write. And while I appreciate how that might be valuable, it's not something that my brain actually can get around. The other thing is, it's a lot of his throughput ideas, a lot of his production ideas involve, okay, well, you really have to learn how to dictate. Because with dictation, you can do a lot more words a minute. And while I know that there are people who are doing it and getting really good results, dictation for me has never been something that I've been able to get to. Because I can already type faster than I can compose. So typing speed isn't my problem. I did take a typing test the other day and it was amusing. My typing speed has degraded greatly over the years, apparently. I've done around 50, 60 words a minute. Well, actually 40, 50 words a minute. So my typing speed is nowhere near the 100 words a minute it used to be. I think it's all right. It doesn't matter really because it's still faster than I can compose. Dog is getting a big workout today. Of course, I don't know how much he usually gets. Hide, bunny. Hide. Oh, feels good. It's cold, cool air. It's not cold by any stretch of the imagination, but it is quite deliciously cool. I'm headed east. The sun isn't really up very far at the moment. Sunrise was like 5:35. Get ready, sit with me. Come on, pause. So yeah, yesterday was 3,100 boards. I didn't start sprinting until sometime in the afternoon, I think. No, it was around 9 o'clock. I'm trying to remember because I started a spreadsheet. One of the things that he suggested is start a spreadsheet and keep track of how many words per minute you do in your sprints. And he really recommended sprints. He said he's actually coming by. Come on, get out of the way. And he recommends starting with 5 minute sprints. So I did a couple 5 minute sprints. A 5 minute sprint is 5 minute sprint is tough because by the time you get moving, you're stopping. And so I had to go to 10, and then pretty quickly went to 20, and 20 minute sprint. 20 minute sprint is two sprints in an hour, with a 10 minute break in between. And I'm getting 500-600 words per sprint, which is pretty good. That's 1,000 words an hour, which is my benchmark number. And I'm planning on going home. I should be home by well before 6:30, and I hit my first sprint about 6:30-ish. Was 602 plus 20 is 622. Yeah, I have about 10 minutes. I have about 10 minutes to get ready for a 6:30 sprint. And it doesn't really matter when I start. I like to start on the even halves just because it keeps things neat. But the truth is that I've set my spreadsheet up, so I put in the start time when I start, and then the stop time, and it counts how many minutes I wrote for. And then I put in the finished number of words, because the spreadsheet is set up to take the previous sprint's number of words as the starting point. And then it calculates out how many words did you write during the sprint, and how many words per minute were that? What was that? How many words a minute was it? And the goal is over time to have the number of words you write in those periods go up. And I don't know that that's going to be necessarily my goal, but one thing I noticed was that by keeping them short, keeping them in a certain sense game-like, I was going like 3-4 sprints in a row before I'd get up and walk around, go off and read a book or check in with social media or whatever. And I had a good time yesterday writing 3,100 words. If I can get 3,200 words today, that's great. If I can get 3,000 words today, that's wonderful. If I get 2,000 words today, well, I've sort of fallen down on where I wanted to be. But that's still 2,000 words. That's good. And it's doing something even more important for me. I'm no longer focused on finishing it. I'm focused on writing it. I'm focused on enjoying the writing. I'm focused on, ooh, let's see what I can do in this 20 minutes. Let's see what I can do in this 20 minutes. And I'm not worried about, oh, is this what the character would do? Is this how this should be? Is this, I don't know. No, I got 20 minutes. You're going to write as many words as you can in 20 minutes. Go. And there's a whole bunch of things that have fallen together to help me with this. One is that I've been really looking at how did it make you feel when you did it for fun. That feels great. And taking the focus, taking the onus off, I have to finish this book, and putting it on, I have to write for 20 minutes and see how well I can do. It appeals to that competitive streak. And I have the outline, so I know what I'm going to write about, roughly, generally. The difficulty is, of course, that the outline is sadly out of sync with the book. But I know where I am in the story. I'm around 60,000 words. And so 40,000 words will take me to 100. And 100 is what my target goal is for a novel. The reality is, if I find the end in the next 20,000 words or so, that's where I'll stop. That's where the book will be done. That's where I'll go back through and see. I know there's stuff I need to add back in. I know the stuff that I need to add to make what happens later in the book match with what comes earlier in the book. I know there's some things I need to do differently. Come on, I gotta stop. Going dark here. How am I doing? 1828. Okay. Because I'm coming right up on the back gate. The point where I'm going to say, tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.